This podfic contains adult material of a sexual and graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised, and be mindful of the tags. Feel free to hop out of the back seat if that's not your thing. Dean won't hold it against you. More than likely, he or Sam or some other SBN character or any number of character combinations will be too busy holding other things against others to give it a second thought. If you've buckled up and are ready for the drive, please check your Bluetooth connections and/or plug in those headphones before the engine starts. By proceeding, you understand that idling in the Impala is not responsible for any embarrassment, cringe, or adverse consequences that may occur as a result of the listener failing to conduct these checks. A Leap of Faith by Sam and Dean 76. Rating is mature. No archive warnings apply. Category is male-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Gabriel/Sam Winchester. Characters, Gabriel, supernatural. Sam Winchester, Dean Winchester. Castiel, supernatural. Additional tags. Archangel Gabriel, supernatural. Protective Sam Winchester. Hurt Gabriel, supernatural. Wing grooming. Angst. Brief reference to Freeform. Past rape / non-con. References to Sam's time in the cage. Mild hurt / comfort. First time. Trust building. Healing. Cuddling and snuggling. So much comfort for Gabriel. Gabriel loves Sam Winchester. Bottom Gabriel / top Sam Winchester. Enochian speaking Sam Winchester. But only the best words. Love, bodily autonomy, written for the Sabriel Reverse Big Bang 2024. Original art by Midnight Silver. And this is part of the SPN Sabriel Bang 2024 collection. Summary. After having given up all hope, Gabriel finds himself miraculously rescued from Asmodeus's vile clutches. But he is far from healthy and whole, and he can barely care for himself. Gabriel knows that he needs the help of another, but he finds the words almost too painful to speak. Sam knows some of what Gabriel endured at the hands of a monster. And he also knows that he could never permit another to linger in darkness when there is something that he could do about it. He agrees to Gabriel's reluctant request, and then proceeds to show the Archangel that anything is possible if you only have a little faith. Notes. I am so happy to finally be able to present this story to you. It was written for the Sabriel Reverse Bang, and I was lucky enough to be paired with Midnight Silver once again. The initial image sparked a story that took a turn and allowed both of our muses to run wild. You can find Midnight's complete art post on AO3, and I encourage you to show them some love as they worked tirelessly to create some incredible art. I would also like to thank LW and JLD71 for betaing the story. The references to past rape / non-con are brief, one or two sentences, and non-graphic. But the knowledge of those events lends itself to the feel of the story, as both Sam and Gabriel work to build a trust that can become the basis for a lasting relationship. This is very much a sweet and caring story, and you will come to love Sam with all of your heart. I hope you enjoy it. Gabriel was in complete and utter agony. His sorely neglected wings ached. They pulsed with every kind of imaginable pain. Searing, burning, stabbing, sharp, throbbing, low, and pounding. It felt as if they were being twisted up in ways that they had never intended to go. And there was almost absolutely nothing that Gabriel could do to remedy the dire situation. Except, of course, for the one thing he was in no way, shape, or form prepared to do. His formerly magnificent wings needed to be cleaned meticulously. Every single inch of every single feather needed to be tended to with great care. They needed to have gentle fingers run in between them, to have their natural oils rubbed over them, to allow them to be soothed and arranged in a manner that allowed them to curl up effortlessly once they had been tended to. The only thing, and this was one of those major fucking catches, that Gabriel was missing was trust. Trust in another living being. Because when he unfurled his woefully neglected wings, he would be vulnerable, even more so than he already was. He would need to pull back his grace and leave himself in a position where another could help him, but simultaneously, that meant that they could also hurt him badly, worse than what he had already suffered at the callous hands of another. The years spent with Asmodeus had left Gabriel shattered, broken and battered, betrayed by those he should have been safe with, turned over to a cruel monster that had abused Gabriel in ways he didn't want to ever think about again. And allowing someone close to help him? That was jumping right across the line, bounding over it into wildly forbidden territory. To voluntarily leave himself helpless at another's mercy for hours on end? Nope. Just a million times nope. Castiel was the big mouth that had brought Gabriel's current plight to Sam's attention, and that well-intentioned Sasquatch wasn't about to let it go. Not with all of his puppy dog-eyed looks, all of his solicitous offers to help in any way he could, and all of his obvious care for every single living thing that came into his orbit. Gabriel was currently at the top of that illustrious list, and there was simply no avoiding Sam. What made it worse was that Sam wasn't actually pressing the issue with words, but with a calm, steady resolve from across the room. A quick touch with the tip of his finger as he tried to help Gabriel, a longing glance, a calming manner. It was also Victorian that Gabriel wanted to rip his vessel's hair out and scream. But God damn it if it wasn't slowly working. Every time that Sam let Gabriel do exactly as he wanted to, that he didn't jump him and hold him down, that he didn't force his will upon the broken archangel, it was simply one more tally mark that was being added to Sam's already impressive array of good qualities. And it wasn't as if it was totally unexpected, because Sam had spent far too much time at the non-existent mercy of others not to be sympathetic and understanding towards those who found themselves in a similar position. The things that Lucifer alone must have done to Sam while they were locked together in the cage made Gabriel shudder just to think about it. That was when it finally clicked, when all the pieces came together and Gabriel could finally glimpse the big picture. He had known Sam long enough to know that he had changed, had been forced to change, whether he wanted to or not. But none of it had made him a bad individual. All of it had made him a kinder, gentler, and more incredible person. Sam Winchester was the living embodiment of kindness and sympathy, of boundaries and respectability, of compassion and sincerity. Sam would respect every single one of Gabriel's requests, period. No matter how demanding the wounded archangel became, Sam would comply, happily, with nary a single complaint being issued or even given the briefest of fleeting thoughts. Gabriel rolled over with a groan because finally coming to the only available conclusion was not the same as voicing the words to issue the request, to take the steps necessary to leave himself vulnerable. But the undeniable fact was that he needed it done. This wasn't something that could continue much longer, especially if Gabriel wanted to regenerate his depleted grace. It needed to be addressed and dealt with sooner rather than later. Hey, Dean, I think I found a case for you. Sam called out as he scrolled through the details being presented on his laptop screen. For me? What about you? Dean inquired from across the library. Well, I'm going to be busy, but you can always take Cass along. Sam said as he tried to keep his tone light. Castiel chose that moment to chime in because even though he might not know what point Sam was driving towards, he was aware enough to know when the younger Winchester was trying to distract the older one. Yes, Dean. I believe we should be able to handle the matter all on our own. Dean took a moment to give them both the stinky side eye before he leaned in over Sam's shoulder and scanned the police report that was displayed on the laptop screen. It should be pretty simple. Just looks like some rowdy vampires. You and Cass should have no issues at all. Sam smiled up at Dean, wishing his brother would pick up on the silent plea that he was issuing. To Sam's immense relief, Dean decided not to make a fuss, and within an hour, both he and Castiel were headed out in the Impala. They should be gone at least 4 days, if not more, which would give Sam plenty of time to help heal his wounded friend, comrade in arms, sorrow buddy. What exactly was Gabriel to Sam? It was a question that Sam had thought about, frequently, as a matter of fact. He just wished he knew how to order his jumbled thoughts so that he might be able to arrive at a conclusion that wouldn't be greeted by stunned shock and a flutter of wings as the other half of this equation vanished. Sam gathered the few items he needed from the kitchen before he headed down the hall, towards the room that had been transformed. Gone from the standard, dull, and drab 1950s, and been pulled screaming into the asylum of no one's dreams. Sam balanced the tray as he knocked on the door, not really expecting a response, but doing the polite thing so as to warn Gabriel that he was about to have a visitor. One that had been hesitantly requested, but asked for nonetheless. Sam turned the knob and opened the door, taking in the dark room with its one dim lamp offering the only illumination. The small vessel of one of the mightiest beings in all of creation was curled up into a little ball as he lay on the bed. Sam placed the tray on top of the dresser and then began to ease out of his clothes, knowing that it was required, had been specifically requested in a stilted manner by a shattered voice. Gabriel had been twitchy as he asked Sam for assistance, aid that he clearly wished he could forego, but having realized that that was no longer a legitimate option. Gabriel's head turned ever so slightly, and Sam could feel the sorrow that was pouring out of the archangel, filling the space between them. At that moment, he wanted nothing more than to banish it away to another reality for all eternity. To help this glorious being to regain all that had been taken from him, stolen away, piece by piece, until there was nothing left but a broken and battered husk. Sam knew pain, knew sorrow, knew loss, knew how nothing would ever be the same, not once a being had been savaged so viciously. But Sam had had Dean, Castiel, and Bobby to help him through his Lucifer-induced trauma. People who had been ready to help him when he asked for it. Sam knew how hard it was to ask, to form the words that would show just how vulnerable and weak he had become. He imagined that it must be doubly so for Gabriel, who was used to wielding incredible powers and answering to almost no one, other than an absentee father who was currently off gallivanting across the cosmos with his formerly estranged sister. Gabriel, do you want me to help you? A nod was the only response given, and then the angel shifted and with shaky fingers began to strip off his own ragged remnants of clothes. Sam watched as all of the scarred skin was slowly revealed, and Gabriel moved to get up on his hands and knees in the center of the bed, with his head hung low, while he nervously waited. Sam moved up onto the bed. Reaching out with his hand, he slowly stroked down Gabriel's trembling spine 3 times. Even though Sam had known what was coming next, the actual arrival was startling. Golden wings erupted out of Gabriel's back and quickly filled the room. But there was clearly something terribly wrong. The feathers were dull, greasy, and matted. His back, where the bones jutted out, was covered in molting feathers that needed to be cleaned away. Tiny pin feathers sticking out in every single direction, and the larger feathers bent at odd angles, with some still barely clinging to the injured wing. Sam started at the elbow of one formerly magnificent wing. Long fingers searching for the oil ducts that would need to be gently milked. Gabriel jumped with the light pressure. Sam stopped and rested his hands on the archangel's lower back while he trembled.
No, keep going.
The low words barely made it to Sam's ears, but he had a feeling he knew exactly how much it had cost Gabriel to get them out past his quivering lips.
All right. Just let me know if you need a break.
Sam waited for the nod, and then he began again. Long fingers slid into the juncture, finding the swollen oil glands and massaging them as gently as he possibly could. Fingers coaxed them to give up their bounty, which he rubbed over his digits before he began to slide them through the immediately adjacent feathers. What had been dirty and rough soon became shiny and smooth. With each passing of his fingers, more and more of the neglect was cleansed away. The violent shivers became more infrequent, and Sam continued working while he carefully monitored Gabriel, knowing that the archangel might not ask Sam to stop, even if he were in dire need of a moment's reprieve. Once Sam had gone over all of the feathers, at least once, he let them set and absorb any excess oil. Sam then turned his attention towards Gabriel's back. He picked up the stiff bristle brush from where it rested upon the covers and glided it near the bony protrusions, softly pressing in against the warm skin that was coated in pin feathers. Many fell away immediately, but some were more obstinate. Sam began to run his other hand over the freshly brushed skin, helping to rub in more oil. Gabriel was no longer shivering or trembling, but he was still on alert, a little too tense for how relaxed he should have been once so much of the discomfort had been alleviated. It was subtle, how Gabriel's hips shifted, how he curved his back and angled his ass higher, how he did everything but place a flashing neon sign with an arrow pointing directly to his luscious backside. Sam noticed, but he did nothing to pursue the obvious invitation. Dean had helped Castiel with his wings often enough that Sam knew what the next logical step was. After having shared so much intimacy with another, after having been that vulnerable, there was often only one thing left to do. But Sam knew that Gabriel was in no position to make such consequential decisions. Not yet. He couldn't even bring himself to look Sam in the eye while they both knelt upon the bed, naked as the day they'd been born. Gabriel fully expected Sam to take everything he had remaining, and for the first time in his life, Sam was rather happy to cause disappointment of himself in another. Sam could tell that Gabriel needed a break, simply by the way that he was holding himself. So he ran his hand along the archangel's spine three times once more. The wings folded in upon themselves and vanished just as suddenly as they had appeared, and Sam caught Gabriel before he collapsed, eased him down to a clean portion of the bedding. Sam got up, grabbed the brush, and placed it on the table before he picked up the dustpan. He began to use the side of his hand to sweep away all of the remnants of Gabriel's pin feathers, when with a snap of nimble fingers, they were simply gone. Shaking arms were held out to him, and an expression of naked pleading was directed his way. Accepting the silent request, Sam laid out on his side and pulled Gabriel close as he wrapped him up in his long limbs. He felt the hot tears fall against his skin when he tucked Gabriel's face into the hollow of his throat, but he didn't comment on it, knowing that it wouldn't help in any way at all. Sam knew he was doing exactly what needed to be done, offering solace to a wounded soul that had been tortured and abused for the enjoyment of others. Sam shushed Gabriel's broken sobs and stroked his hands up and down the gracefully curved back that would need more attention soon. But a break was required first, so the archangel could recover and prepare to go again. The relief was immense, but then Gabriel wasn't even sure that relief was even remotely close to a strong enough word to describe what he felt. The easing of the all-consuming pain
that he had been forced to endure for the better part of so many years he had actually lost count was beyond incredible. This left Gabriel with the ability to move without searing jolts of ceaseless agony coursing through his every single nerve ending. Sam, his beloved personal savior, an immortal that Gabriel was going to erect countless statues to, was gently singed to Gabriel's wings yet again. Running his long and wonderfully deft fingers through the many layers of feathers once more, milking the oil glands and going feather by feather until every one was properly coated and silky smooth. All the annoying pin feathers were long gone, having been meticulously attended to until not a single one remained. What was almost worse than Sam doing all of this for Gabriel was what Sam was not doing for Gabriel. For the eternal life of him, he just couldn't figure out how to ask Sam to take the next logical step. Being subtle hadn't worked, and being obvious had gone down in flames just as quickly. Having a morally upright and virtuous assistant was getting Gabriel nowhere fast. How was he to convince Sam to keep on going and that it would actually benefit Gabriel in the long run? The fact that it was Sam was really doing things for Gabriel, helping him to use his imagination as he rarely ever had before. Even when he had a bevy of porn stars available to tend to his every need so that he could select the perfect one for the mood that was currently guiding his actions, it had never been like this. Not even close. Sam may be oh so very easy on the eyes, but that was the very least of what was drawing Gabriel to him. His soothing demeanor, ample kindness, and genuine warmth were simply magnetic. His gentle devotion, his tender concern, and his empathetic sympathy were so at odds with all of the trauma that he had suffered while at the non-existent mercies of other powerful and craven monsters. He strived to lead by example. He sought to be better to others and pass along positivity instead of wallowing in the endless misery that had been his for far too long, especially given the fact that as a mortal, none of those experiences should have been his to endure. At the very bare minimum, Sam spent hundreds of years, potentially thousands of years, in the worst case scenario, trapped in a cage with the embodiment of absolute evil. And that was a fate that should never have been anyone's, let alone a soul as pure and gentle as Sam's. But a nasty feeling was nagging at Gabriel, a thought that until recently would have never crossed his mind, but now seemed pertinent, given the level of skill and ability that Sam was currently displaying with his careful ministrations. Did Lucy? Did he make you? Sam's soft shushing stopped Gabriel. He had cringed at how broken his voice had sounded. He couldn't imagine what Sam thought of him now. He did. It was the only time he didn't torment me. The better I did, the longer my reprieve. Gabriel was left reeling when the softly spoken words washed over him. His wondrous mortal, who was caring for Gabriel so selflessly, was probably locked in the throes of his own personal nightmare. Gabriel felt a strong hand land on his shoulder and gave a reassuring squeeze before Sam's gentle baritone was telling him to just breathe again and again, soft and calm, without a hint of any turmoil roiling underneath. He and Michael needed me to tend to them. And in order to do that, I needed to be made whole. It was actually the only time I wasn't in wretched agony. So, truly, it's all right, Gabriel. Just relax. Please. Gabriel let his head fall forward as tears rolled down his sunken cheeks. In all of the years that he had spent with the humans, he had never met one as splendid as Sam, and now his heart broke for the mortal who was so selflessly helping another. Using skills gained in the very worst way to help the brother of the archangel who had tortured him for untold centuries. But Sam hadn't been about to let that stand, as if he had known exactly where Gabriel's troubled thoughts had drifted off to. Gabriel forced himself to take several deep breaths and focused on the hands that were caring for him, giving him the attention that had been kept from him as he suffered. It was a juxtaposition that he didn't want to linger on, but knew that it was the key to resolving the current predicament to, hopefully, everyone's satisfaction. "Sam, please, could you, lay down?" Gabriel felt Sam's fingers move, wanting to glide down his spine and cause his wings to hide themselves away once more. "No, Sam, please. Just lie down."
"Are you sure?"
A genuinely heartfelt smile graced Gabriel's mouth at the soft words, relieved as it was once again confirmed that Sam wasn't like everyone else. Sam would always double and triple check before he allowed himself to partake in what was being so freely offered to him. "Yes, Sam, please." With a snap of his fingers, the mess of feathers was whisked away, although it wasn't nearly as much as their first session. But the bedding was left clean, and Sam arranged himself so that he was laid out on his back, right down the center of the full-size bed. Gabriel took a moment to just bask in the glory of the picture before him. While Gabriel was locked into a vessel that was smaller than Sam's own body, his true form would have left Sam feeling as though he were an ant in the presence of such an overwhelming being. Gabriel watched Sam's kaleidoscope eyes widen when the archangel's wings spread wide, glowing from within as they were now properly groomed, helping to provide their own illumination to the proceedings. Gabriel straddled the narrow hips, noted the still flaccid cock, and knew how difficult it was to not become immediately erect when directly exposed to such levels of grace. He let his hands slide across the sculpted abs, up to the pecs that were as impressive as any he had ever personally witnessed, allowing his fingertips to slowly swirl around Sam's dusky nipples, feeling joy unfurl from deep within at the sound of the gasping sigh that escaped from between barely parted lips. Sam's hands were beginning to twist in the blankets as if he hadn't realized that he would be allowed to touch, to savor the warm flesh that hovered above him, to indulge in the offered reward. Knowing that his words might not be believed, Gabriel reached out and gently captured one large hand before he drew it in and rested it upon his hip. He bent forward until he was able to flick out his tongue and capture the now hardened nub, rejoicing when Sam's hand tightened ever so slightly. With a smirk that hadn't crossed his lips in years, Gabriel accepted the challenge that had been thrown down before him, savoring the conundrum that he was determined to solve, especially if the prize was an eternity with the mortal that he held so close. Gabriel moved up until he was able to press his soft lips against Sam's, taking a moment to relish the chaste kiss, reveling in the innocent joy it elicited. He slid a hand up, curling it into soft brown hair, helping to guide Sam so that the kiss might not end, not until he was ready. A velvet-smooth tongue sought entry, and then Gabriel was lost, sinking into the feelings of safety and security that had been unknown to him for far too long. He surged up until both hands were helping to hold Sam's head still. Fingers curled around the back of a long neck, threaded into soft hair, holding Sam as he desperately sought out more of whatever was being so harshly demanded by his nearly unquenchable desire. Needing each kiss to go on forever, unwilling to surrender or retreat, even for the briefest of moments. Hands moving up and down his back, trim nails scratching against the now healed flesh, let him know that Sam was on board and ready for the next step. He pulled back with a groan, realizing that Sam had let out one of his own as Gabriel's fingers had kept Sam from moving freely and had pulled his hair gently. A wicked smile and an arched eyebrow were his initial response before he softly inquired, "Can you help me out?" Questioning hazel eyes met his own for just a moment before it clicked. Sam realized what their relative positions indicated was the next step in this dance.
"You're sure?"
Well, it was official. Gabriel was going to keep Sam within arm's reach for the rest of eternity. A mortal whose bodily autonomy had been violated more times than it bore thinking about was making sure that Gabriel was certain that he was willing to share his body with another, to completely surrender and be at another being's mercy. With a nod and a watery smile, the soft yes was all that he could get out. Gabriel's eyes fluttered closed. He threw back his head and moaned as long fingers slid lower before gliding across his soft pucker with the barest pressure. Yeah, Sam knew all about archangels and their abilities. Knew how when they decided to pursue a course of action, they didn't half-ass it. They went all in. How they were able to manipulate their vessels and get them to do what was impossible otherwise, and providing helpful lubrication in places where it normally didn't exist, was just the tip of the proverbial iceberg. Gabriel's quivering body curled closer to Sam, trembling thighs clenching tighter around narrow hips, breathless sigh releasing against the side of a gloriously long neck when one thick finger slid inside him. Not moving while Gabriel adjusted, then barely pulling out before it sank back in. Infinitesimally small actions that stilled when Gabriel began to tremble in his arms. At any other time, it could be viewed as merciless teasing, but Gabriel saw it for what it was. Sam hadn't asked outright, and he probably never would. But he was right to assume that the last time Gabriel had engaged in such activities, it hadn't been voluntary. The archangel clung to his mortal while tender kisses were pressed to his forehead and cheeks. Sam kept his fingers still until Gabriel could pull himself back together. With an achingly tender kiss, Gabriel gave his permission to move once more, clinging to Sam as his fingers worked their magic on two fronts. He gasped when his leaking cock was surrounded, while his pre-cum was used to ease the friction and soft words were whispered into the near silence of the room. Clearly, Sam had watched a lot more Casa Erotica than he had let on, and Gabriel wasn't about to hold that against him now. Each gentle stroke worked Gabriel higher. Each press of fingers against the bundle of nerves buried deep inside made him want to rejoice and build monuments to his precious mortal. He threw his head back, and with a strangled cry, his throbbing cock finally found relief. He spilled hot between their bodies, relaxing against the powerful form lying beneath him, feeling hands running over him, helping him to come back to himself after such a mind-blowing orgasm. It had been forever since Gabriel had been able to let down his guard, and the reward for his trust had been earth-shattering in its intensity. More gentle kisses were pressed against his closed eyelids, and Gabriel smiled at the care that was being bestowed on him, basking in the warm glow, but knew that he still needed something more. Just that final step so that he would be able to complete his healing and find the solace that had been long denied to him. Solace that had been hidden away and kept locked up tight. Large hands on his slender hips helped him to focus, and then he was trying his best to assist Sam as his body was easily rearranged. He couldn't hope to keep the soft whimper in when the head of Sam's magnificent cock slowly began to press inside, and he cautiously slid down the appendage that had finally taken an interest in the proceedings. Sighing as his teeth sank into his bottom lip, his eyelids fluttered open, and he met Sam's gaze. The emotions on display gave Gabriel pause when he realized that Sam had been carefully controlling himself. Sam had been painstakingly keeping himself in check so that he could focus all of his boundless attention on Gabriel and his urgent needs. Tears were sliding down his cheeks by the time he was fully seated, feeling as though he was being split open, savoring the delicious stretch and burn, as his mortal was no slouch when it came to being supremely endowed. But the tears weren't from pain or agony or misery. They were from finally knowing that he had found another living being who would care for him, sacrifice his own desires to give Gabriel everything he so desperately needed, and do so happily, without sparing a single thought towards contemplating a complaint. "Sam, come here." The soft words urged Sam to help them to sit up, and Gabriel curled his relaxed limbs around him until there wasn't a single solitary inch of free space left. The groan that emerged was from the shift when a rock-hard cock pressed against that magic bundle of nerves. Sam wrapped his arms around Gabriel's back as the archangel shifted slightly and allowed his wings to envelope them. They were in their own little world, protected from everything and everyone. Gabriel's revitalized wings acted as a barrier. Time would have no meaning. Seconds could be stretched into hours, and Gabriel intended to fully take advantage of that particular loophole. Willing lips met once more. Hands began to slide over eager flesh as hips began to work, moving in a perfect rhythm that owed nothing to powers and abilities, but rather the realization that they were helping to complete the other. Gabriel knew that nothing and no one would ever be able to replace Dean in Sam's life. That, as soulmates, they would spend their afterlife in a shared heaven. Those were simply facts. But Gabriel also knew that what he and Sam had was fundamentally different from what existed between the brothers. Gabriel had a part of Sam that would never belong to another. Simply never could. Sam was Gabriel's, and Gabriel was Sam's. Those were undeniable facts as well. They had been forged into beings that were hardly recognizable from what had emerged from the primordial ooze, twisted and wrenched in unfathomable ways. Yet, they had still managed to find the other. Had still fought past all of the incalculable odds and found the one that would make them happy and whole, that they could spend an eternity with as they explored the vast cosmos. Gabriel gasped out a harsh breath when Sam's beast mode was activated, once his mortal had realized that his archangel was no longer broken, that his battered form had recovered sufficiently to enjoy the side of Sam that rarely surfaced, teeth nipping at healed flesh, hands digging into hips, but leaving no bruises. It was no longer within the realm of possibilities, although Gabriel would give Sam an A for effort on that front. It was a good thing that Gabriel had his powers, because he wasn't certain that his original vessel would have survived this wild ride otherwise. "Come, little darling, for me. Please?" Gabriel wouldn't classify Sam's words as begging, but they had the desired effect. Every single inch of his vessel lit up. The silken tendrils generated by their desire magnified their union. Every single nerve fired in unison. Every ounce of pleasure that hadn't been his for far too long was redoubled and then given back tenfold. Gabriel's back arched and his throat worked frantically to produce any sound. Massive hands helped his hips to grind down on the cock of his dreams while Sam's face was buried in the hollow of his throat, mouth trying to suck marks into the resilient flesh, eager groans being torn from his powerful body as they worked in concert. Gabriel was unable to hold on any longer, and he felt his cock pulse helplessly as he spilled between them once more, his body writhing as Sam clutched him even tighter, just before his own shattered cry filled the room. And Gabriel felt the release shoot deep within his vessel, flooding in and coaxing the ultimate response, the one that had been eagerly awaited. The glow filled the room, illuminating every single corner with a blinding level of brilliance. They collapsed down against the bed, two bodies that had tried their very best to become one, limbs haphazardly tangled, breaths rasping harshly in the silence of the room. It took a while for Sam to finally remember that he still had a part to play, and Gabriel sighed when his spine was stroked three times and his healed wings folded in upon themselves and hid away once more. Thank you. It was awkward and clanked out into the silence of the room, but Gabriel just wasn't certain what else to do. Sam's softened cock had slid free, but his hands were still stroking over each inch of rejuvenated flesh that they could reach.
"While I appreciate the sentiment, those weren't the words I was hoping for."
Gabriel pushed himself up to look down, to gaze upon the face of a mortal he still hadn't figured out and realized his error. Sam's eyes were blazing, conveying an emotion that Gabriel himself had been feeling, but hadn't been confident enough to voice aloud.
"Do you? Really?"
"Yeah,
little darling.
A gentle smile appeared then, and Sam slid a hand around the back of his neck.
To say I know the odds are stacked against us is a huge understatement. But we've both been to hell and back. Our relationship should be a piece of cake, right?
The words were there, on the tip of his tongue, and Gabriel decided to trust in his instincts, at least this once.
I love you, Sam Squatch.
Sam's mouth quirked into a reluctant smile before he pressed a kiss to Gabriel's forehead.
Yeah, little darling. Me too.
Gabriel was sprawled out across his magnificent mortal, clean via his preferred finger snap, when his brow creased.
Wait, did you mean?
But his words were swallowed by a passionate kiss, and he heard the thought that echoed through Sam's head a moment before the Enochian words that had been gained at a terrible price were spoken to the silent room, used to express a sentiment that had been sorely lacking in Gabriel's life for far too long. Gabriel's eyes went wide as Sam's declaration of love washed over him, and the archangel stared down at Sam, seeing the lack of pain or hurt reflected in those amazing kaleidoscope eyes. Only a calm certainty remained, one that existed in those who had successfully worked through the very worst of their trauma, but could still acknowledge that every single day was a work in progress. It was a constant struggle that may never be completely conquered, but could be temporarily vanquished from time to time. A soft smile played about Gabriel's mouth for a moment before he decided to let this moment go, knowing that to dwell in it would only harm what they were just beginning to work towards. His voice was steady as he proposed what he hoped would become their default setting.
Well, then, I guess round two is in order.
Sam's resultant smile let Gabriel know that he didn't disagree, and the archangel was left to discover just how incredible it could be when you were with someone who truly cared for you and loved you. Days passed before they finally emerged from the room that had hosted some truly debauched spectacles, but also some equally incredibly tender moments as the two grew closer than either had previously thought it might be possible to be. They were ready to face an uncertain future, not quite sure how they would overcome any obstacles thrown their way, just knowing that they would do it together. The end.